Mistress, come along.
Oh, nay, keep your way, little gallant. You were wont to be a follower, but now you are a leader. Whether had you rather, lead mine eyes or I your master's heels?
I had rather, forsooth, go before you like a man and follow him like a dwarf.
Oh, you're a flattering boy. Now I see you'll be a courtier.
Well met, Mistress Page. Whither go you?
Truly, sir, to see your wife. Is she at home?
Aye. And as idle as she, may hang together for want of company. I think if your husbands were dead, you two would marry.
Oh, be sure of that. Two other husbands.
Where had you this pretty weathercock?
I cannot tell what the dickens his name is. My husband had him off. What do you call your knight's name, sirrah?
Sir John Falstaff.
Sir John Falstaff.
I can never hit on's name. There is such a league between my good man and he. Is your wife at home indeed?
Indeed, she is.
By your leave, sir, I am sick till I see her.
Oh, has Paige any brains? Hath he any eyes? Hath he any thinking? Sure, they sleep. He hath no use of them. Why, this boy will carry a letter 20 mile as easy as a cannon will shoot point blank 12 score. He pieces out his wife's inclination. He gives her folly motion and advantage. And now she's going to my wife and Falstaff's boy with her. A man may hear this shower sing in the wind, and Falstaff's boy with her. Good plots, they are laid, and our revolted wives share damnation together. Well, I will take him, then torture my wife, pluck the borrowed veil of modesty from the so-seeming Mistress Page, divulge Page himself for a secure and willful Actaeon, and to these violent proceedings all my neighbours shall cry aim. The clock gives me my cue. My assurance bids me search. There I shall find Falstaff. I shall be rather praised for this than mocked, for it is as positive as the earth is firm that Falstaff is there. I will go. Gentlemen, trust me, a good knot. I have good cheer at home, and I pray you all go with me.
I must excuse myself, Master Ford.
And so, Mr. Isa, we have appointed to dine with Mistress Anne, and I would not break with her for more money than I speak of.
We have lingered about a match between Anne Page and my cousin Slender, and this day we shall have our answer.
I hope I have your goodwill, Father Page.
You have, Master Slender. I stand wholly for you. But my wife, Master Doctor, is for you altogether.
Aye, bigar. And the maid love me. Yes. My nurse, Mistress Quickly, tell me so much.
What say you to young Master Fenton?
Oh.
He capers, he dances, he has eyes of youth. He writes verses, he speaks holiday, he smells April and May. He will carry it, he will carry it. 'Tis in his buttons, he will carry it.
No. Not by my consent, I promise you. The gentleman is of no having. He kept company with the wild prince and once. He is of too high a region. He knows too much. No, he shall not knit a knot in his fortune with the finger of my substance. If he take her, let him take her simply. The wealth I have waits in my consent, and my consent goes not that way.
I beseech you heartily. Some of you go home with me to dinner. Besides your cheer, you shall have sport.
Huh?
I will show you a monster. Oh. Master Doctor, you shall go. So shall you. Master Page, and you, Sir Hugh.
Well, fare you well. We shall have the freer wooing at Master Page's.
Go home, John Rugby. I come anon.
Farewell, my hearts. I will to my honest knight Falstaff and drink canary with you.
I think I shall drink in pipe wine first with him. I'll make him dance. Will you go, gentles?
Have with you.
To see this monster.